Welcome to episode 107 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. Today we have an amazing show lined up for you, and by the end of it, you will understand how to express the concept of an enchufe in English, learn what it means when we say give it a plug, become aware of the expression to pull the plug, and why it was very important for me to plug away when I first started posting on LinkedIn. This podcast helps you push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy! Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode. Today is a special one because we've actually managed to get to a milestone, which is 500,000 downloads. So obviously I would like to say a big thanks to all of you, because you know we do this because we want to help you, but it's really nice to see that a lot of people are really enjoying the show. So a big thanks to everyone who's listening. And obviously a big thanks to Alistair as well, who is here with me. Hi, Alistair. How are you doing?
Hi, Daniel. Very happy to hear that milestone. It seems like 5 minutes ago we were celebrating 100,000. Get to 500,000 sounds more if you say 500,000. Sounds
it's true.
Bigger than 500,000, though it's the same, obviously. Yeah.
So yeah.
I would also say thank you to everyone for listening and supporting us. And thanks to you for giving me the opportunity to do this. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It is.
Yeah.
And when you notice that people are actually listening and they're telling other people about it, and really
it's
is very nice
when you get some positive feedback. Say people say they listen to it and they enjoy it. Yeah, we have a few, hardcore fans, as we say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's always nice to hear that what you're doing, people are enjoying it, that it's appreciated.
Yeah, we get a lot of messages as well. And I think that is something that maybe we could even improve. If we could get more feedback from our audience, would be really fantastic, and then we could focus more on things that they really would like. So if any of you have any ideas about future episodes, please do send us a message. You can respond either to my Friday email or anything like that, and just give us a few ideas about what you would like us to cover in the podcast. That would be super useful.
People used to do, I think in the beginning it was more common, and we used to ask for it every week, and we used to have a bit of listener feedback section, which sort of disappeared. We'd always come back to but I don't know why, for some reason people sort of stopped. Been a while since people have, but we need to encourage our listeners, be proactive, and there's something you want us to talk about, discuss, send an email to Daniel and we'll have a look at it.
Absolutely.
And see if it's appropriate, of course, for a podcast, but we certainly we'll look at them and may give us inspiration.
Absolutely. Yeah, most of the best subjects come from our listeners, no question. And when those topics come in, we know that we're kind of solving a problem for our audience. So that's really fantastic, because most of the time, if one person has that question, then quite a few other people have the same question. So that's always really, it's nice to know that we're solving some problem in some way or form, and the majority of our audience will like it, So,
quite a lot of our episodes have come from me or you in a coaching session from my clients.
Absolutely.
So they bring up a question, or something comes up in the session, a problem with something, or they ask I think recently, two episodes ago, was just somebody said, ask me, what's the difference between doubt and hesitate? I went, oh, that could be a good idea. So we get inspiration from that. And it'd be also nice, the people who listen, who we're not in direct contact with them, coaching them, obviously, can, write in an email and say, oh, what about this topic? Or I have a problem with this, or I don't understand that. And we'll certainly, we can't guarantee we'll do it, but, certainly we'll give us some ideas for future episodes.
Yeah. Most of the best ideas come directly from our listeners or the people we coach.
From real problems that people have that we want to address.
Yeah. Absolutely. So good. Yes, we've got to that 500,000 or 500,000, as Alistair said, which does sound a little bit more impressive. And let's see how long it will take us to get to 1,000,000. Let's see. That'll be interesting. But we will keep plugging away, which is a little bit of a hint about what we're going to be talking about in a minute. Probably most people will not understand that expression, but you will by the end of this particular episode.
We hope so.
Let's start off with a whole idea and word in Spanish, which is enchufe. Alistair, can you remember the first time you heard that word?
Well, I don't remember the precise time, but I do remember hearing it when I first came here. It's a word that comes up. Now, this is Spanish in Spain, we have to say, and we often discover that there are, you know, significant differences. So we have a lot of Latin American listeners. Now, I don't know if they use enchufe in that way, but in Spain, just for the in case it's not used and people don't know, in Spanish in Spain, people use enchufe, a plug in English. Meaning, so people say, "Ah, oh, this person got this job because they have an enchufe," and I'm like, "What? They have a plug?"
Yeah.
They say, "Oh, yeah, they have a plug in the company," and I didn't understand what it meant, and they had to explain it to me. So fairly early on, living in Madrid, I heard this expression used several occasions. And somebody had to explain what it is.
I found it interesting too, that particular expression. It certainly caught my attention, let's say. It was like when you're kind of learning a language, you kind of things are sort of fairly logical. When I first came to Spain, I based a lot of my Spanish language on the French that I knew, because I noticed that quite a lot of grammatical structures were similar. And so in many ways, I had to think in French before I started speaking in Spanish. And that did help me, no question. But then there were certain things that just sort of catch your imagination or attention, right? And one of these words was definitely enchufe, because I thought, you know, what is that? I mean, it doesn't really make much sense. And I might have known already that it was obviously that you can have an enchufe in your house, but I didn't understand exactly what it was. So,
In French, they don't use plug enchufe as in this.
No. And certainly I didn't really know the word necessarily. So, it was a new concept for me. Absolutely.
So the question is, what is a enchufe? Well, we know the word in English is a plug, but we don't use plug in that meaning. So I suppose we need to explain. Obviously, our Spanish listeners will all know, but maybe our Latin American listeners don't know. So what is an enchufe in this sense? I mean, it's not a plug, is it? Literally.
Yeah. So in a business context, and maybe also related to, as you mentioned, sort of getting a job or having a job opportunity. In English, is difficult to translate, right? We don't have such a word that is so nice.
Exactly.
No. But I suppose it kind of, a mental image for me was always like years ago in the 50s or 60s or even 70s and 80s where people, before I suppose LinkedIn existed, was like these sort of what were they called? They were called of like where you had loads of contacts, right, on a spinning thing. And
I can't remember what it's called, but I know what you mean with all this addresses and telephone numbers on a.
That's right. Something. That's right. So
ancient
these particular
like Stone Age technology.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So these particular people were well connected, let's say, right? They were well connected. They had a lot of contacts. And so that's how we say it in English. You might have good connections, you might have good contacts, or you might have powerful contacts.
Or be well connected. So you know people. And those people are in positions in companies of powerful positions, give you a job. So instead of going through a selection process with other people and being treated equally, and they select the best candidate for the job based on qualifications, experience, basically, you know, the manager just says, "Hey, my," gives a job to their friend or their neighbor or their cousin or.
Sure.
I mean, maybe you go through a selection process, but you'll have that extra benefit. You know, if there's 2-3 people fairly equal, I'll choose the person who's my friend or I know him or her. So that's where you have your enchufe, your plug. So we just say, you know someone in the company, you have a friend, you have a good connection, a contact, something like that. So there isn't really a word exactly. And you definitely can't say plug. It doesn't make any sense.
You can't say,
I have a plug in the company. You have a plug. We just think literally of a plug, which has more than one meaning, which we will see in a minute.
Yes. absolutely. Yeah,
what is a plug? Absolutely. Ah, depends.
Yes, and there are a whole range of phrasal verbs that we're kind of going to look at as well, which are very interesting as well, kind of high level. So I think very few of you will know these types of expressions with plug, and so it will be a voyage of discovery, let's say. Mm-hmm. But the idea of plug, let's go into that and the literal translation. So we understand that enchufe is good connections, powerful connections. And to be honest, I think that still happens even today, right? In many cases, it's very much related to sometimes, I don't know, in the UK, I think that there is this idea of a sort of meritocracy that you can apply for a job. And if you do literally have the best skills, you will be chosen. Here in Spain,
it always helps,
though,
doesn't it? I think it depends on the kind of it's like a multinational big company. I don't think, you know, you've got to go. They have very complex. They have human resources department where your wife works in human resources. No, I can't imagine. Yes. Yeah, there's all these strict rules, procedures. It's very difficult, I think, now to get your friend or your cousin
a
job.
It's almost
impossible. You'd probably lose your job if that happened. So
yeah, sure. Absolutely.
But obviously smaller companies, less people, family-run companies, etc. Well, yes, that still happens everywhere, I think. No?
Yeah, of course.
I think
it
depends on the dimension and the size of the organization, probably, and how strict they are with their procedures and rules and regulations, etc.
Yeah, completely. So let's go actually into the translation, okay, of plug itself, because a plug, well, I suppose it's the first one that comes to my mind, certainly, and connected to the whole idea of enchufe, is the electrical plug, right, Alistair?
Yeah, electrical plug that you have in your house to plug in. Mm-hmm. So it's a verb, enchufar, so to plug in or to plug something in. I suppose in is making the connection, no, to the electricity, to the circuit. Mm. So you obviously you charge your mobile, you need to plug it in, or your computer or a light or anything that uses electricity, you need to use an electrical plug. So that's the obvious. As you say, the first one that comes to mind when you think plug.
Exactly.
And we did come up with a straight, as soon as we thought of this topic before we started recording, we said you could actually say a strange sentence, which would be what, to plug. Wait, I have to think of it now. Could you to plug in the plug in the plug? No,
that's right. Yeah, so you could plug the plug in the plug.
Yeah,
right.
So the same word three times as a
two
nouns and a verb in the same sentence.
That's right. Two nouns and a verb. Exactly.
To plug the plug in the plug.
That's right.
Which so well, I think the first two we've explained. You know, the plug is the electrical device.
Yes.
And to plug in is the action, no, of connecting it to electricity, enchufar. But what's the second plug?
We were talking about this earlier, right? Which you could potentially say it's a plug, although technically probably it's not correct. I would probably say, where is there a plug around here?
Yeah.
I probably would say that, actually, if I go into a hotel room or something. Yeah.
In common usage, shall we say, people who are not sort of electricians or something, we would just call the thing in the wall where you plug in the plug as the plug. You'd say, how many plugs are there in the strip? Where's the nearest plug? I need to plug in my, I need to charge my mobile. But I think technically it isn't a plug. The plug is the thing you connect.
Yes, that's right.
And we had to think a bit about what is it actually called. And I think it's called, it is called electrical socket. So in fact, where you plug in the plug is really the socket. And I think electrician would probably refer to it as a socket. But most people who are not experts like me, like us, you just say, where's the nearest plug? I need to plug in my phone.
I definitely would say that. I don't think I would ever say socket. I don't know why, but I just wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say socket. It doesn't come to my mind very quickly easily.
It's more sort of technical language of electricians and people who know about these things would call it.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, because it can be ambiguous. Well, sometimes you need it, because if you say in a shop, you go to a place, I need a plug. They go, plug? What kind of plug? The electrical socket for the wall or a plug?
So, that's
Sometimes
right.
Sometimes you need to have that other word to distinguish. What are you talking about?
Then there is also the plug in the bath, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. So dangerous, no? Our listener would be thinking, you don't want to be using an electrical plug in the bath with the water. You can electrocute yourself, no? You say, aha, but plug has another meaning. Nothing to do with electrical plug. This is a bath plug or for your sink. So your sink is in the kitchen where you wash up, you wash the dishes.
Yeah.
In both cases, there is water involved, and you have a hole where the water disappears. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want the water to disappear, you want to fill up the sink or the bath, or the bath, as you would say.
We've talked
about this before, our pronunciation difference. With water, you need something to cover that hole, no? To plug the hole with a plug. So the thing you, the rubber, it's usually made of goma, of rubber that you put in the hole in the bath or the sink to stop the water disappearing, is a plug.
Yeah.
But obviously very different to, tap on. So in Spanish would be tap on. So in English, plug means tap on, and in Chufe. Two different, very different things.
So those are interesting, right? Somewhat basic and maybe not very relevant to a business context. But then we're getting on to other expressions that are a little bit more business related. And those are some business expressions and some phrasal verbs, right, Alistair? And so it'd be interesting to go through those.
Literally a plug. Yeah,
that's right.
It can be used in many situations, but also in work, business scenarios, no?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, if you want to introduce the first one.
Yeah, let's do that. This is related to the whole idea of the market in general. And when you have a market, you obviously have different products, and you might see a gap in the market. A gap is also a very interesting word, right? But you might see a gap in the market. Yeah. And
an empty space.
And if you see a gap in the market, sometimes you might want to plug that gap because that you might see an opportunity, right? So you can literally, in English, say to plug a gap in the market, right?
Yeah, so you're filling that space. I suppose the idea is the gap in the market is the hole in the bath or the sink where the water disappears and you need to plug it, put something to fill it. So, yeah, you can use it metaphorically of plugging a gap in the market.
So,
there are many examples of this, no? People come up with new ideas. They see an opportunity, a business opportunity. That's something that people want, but nobody's providing it. No one's giving it to them. So let's give the people what they want, no? Plug that gap in the market.
Absolutely.
So have you ever done that, Daniel? You know, seen a gap in the market and tried to plug it?
Well, I suppose the only thing would be maybe the fluency community, because there were a lot of people who were saying that they wanted to improve their fluency, and it was difficult for them to improve their fluency. They just kind of didn't want to be sort of standing in front of a mirror and speaking to themselves, right? And so that was, in a way, plugging a gap in the market, because it was difficult for people to solve that problem.
Yeah, providing a safe space where people could come connect together. Yeah. And with us, and speak and practice their fluency and talking to each other. But it's a safe environment, because it doesn't matter if you make a mistake. It's not a business meeting or your boss is not observing you, but it gives you good practice. And not everyone has the opportunity to speak to other non-native speakers or native speakers like us in a safe environment. So there was sort of a gap in the market there, I think, or at least we didn't know of anything else similar to that.
Yeah, and you exactly said, hey, right.
And you came up with this idea of the fluency community that people could and can subscribe to and join and use it to practice speaking as much as possible and improve your fluency. So I think you have plugged a gap in the market there.
maybe it could be. I'm trying to think of other situations where somebody has plugged a gap in the market, but nothing is coming to my mind at the moment. But
lots of technological things, aren't they? Devices all the time that some genius thinks of something. They go, oh, yeah, wouldn't have thought of that, but it's really useful.
Yeah. I suppose it's a bit like the iPhone in 2007, wasn't it? Where there were lots of different devices, you know, a camera and a phone, and they could see a gap in the market if you brought all of those different devices into one device, right?
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting, that was definitely plugging a gap in the market, because people bought those types of phones, as if there was no tomorrow, you know. So
like hotcakes, do we say?
Like they sold like hotcakes? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Why hotcakes? I don't know, but for some reason, hotcakes sell very well.
Yes, that is another English expression. When something sells well, you can say in English, they're selling like hot cakes. I suppose hot cakes are very, you know,
Maybe just come out of the oven and they're still warm. So very nice. Recién hechos, no? Some people like to buy, maybe not hot, literally a bit warm.
Or even caseros. Recién hechos y caseros.
Sort of homemade and still just freshly out of the oven, freshly baked. I think.
Yeah, who's gonna say no to that? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So it sounds like hot. It's a bit like the other expression that I think maybe we mentioned before in another episode, which is absolutely completely stupid expression when you think about it. But you say, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, yes.
Which is great. So sliced bread is what's it called? Pan de molde, no? That's pre-cut for you in a plastic packet. And we say it's the best thing. So, you know, the new iPhone, the best thing since sliced bread. As if sliced bread was one of the greatest inventions of humanity with, you know, fire, the wheel, and sliced bread.
There must be a story behind that somehow.
Oh, there must be something.
There must be. Probably a good story.
Yeah. Well, maybe at the time when it came out, you know, people had to cut their own bread. It was like, oh, this is amazing. You know, I can save time and effort. And somebody's already cut my bread for me. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe that was an incredible thing in its moment. But now it doesn't seem particularly spectacular. But it's just become an expression, which is, if you think about it, it's ridiculous to say. Artificial intelligence, it's incredible. It's the best thing since sliced bread. Which is a strange comparison to make. But
absolutely.
Anyway, very British expression. I don't think Americans would use that.
No, probably not.
So hotcakes, things sell like hotcakes. And if you're comparing some new invention or product, you say it's, you know, the best thing since sliced bread.
Absolutely.
Bizarrely.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Let's get back to plugs. We do have four more different expressions. So we can actually, in English, give something a plug. Now, what does that mean, Alistair?
We've been just giving the Fluency community a bit of a plug, which we do quite often. So we were plugging you can say to give it a plug or to plug as a verb. So we were plugging, not plug in, and that would be enchufar. So we were plugging the Fluency community, or you're giving it a plug, which means, what is it, market, advertise, publicize something?
Yeah, promote something. Promote, right?
Maybe promote is the best. You're promoting something, you know, marketing it, publicizing it. So
letting people know about it, right?
So I think we said before we start recording, when you know, 500,000 downloads, this is fantastic. But, you know, we need to, maybe you need to get to the million. We need to maybe plug it a bit more, advertise it a bit
more. Yeah.
To get more listeners, new people. Yeah, to let people know about it, no, to promote it. So maybe you need to plug it a bit. In your LinkedIn page, for example.
I think I will plug it a little bit more. And then obviously our listeners can plug it to other people as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Presumably. Please plug our podcast as much as you can with other people. Yes, let people
tell other people about it. That would be fantastic. Yeah. Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
We have covered before, yes.
We have, yeah. Word of mouth advertising is like absolutely the best. Yes.
Most efficient or the most, I don't know what you would say. Yeah, the best, most efficient.
No, it is absolutely the best. Yeah, yeah. And in English, we say word of mouth rather than boca a boca, no?
Yeah,
it's not mouth to mouth. It's word of mouth.
Yeah. Which we did discuss before. That would be mouth to mouth resuscitation.
That's right.
If you need resuscitating.
That's right. Good. Next one is pull the plug. What does that mean, Alistair, to pull the plug?
Well, luckily, so far, as far as I know, you haven't had to pull the plug on any of your... what we would call them, enterprises, ideas, ventures.
Yeah, projects. Yeah, projects. Ventures, good, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you've got your LinkedIn project, you've got your Friday email, obviously more recently the podcast, well, more than 2 years now. The Fluency community is the most recent of your projects that, touch wood, seems to be working well, is very popular. So, you know, you haven't had to pull the plug on any of them yet.
No.
Hopefully you never do.
No. Yeah. So, sometimes I do have to pull the plug on some projects where I think, this is not exactly like what I want. I don't think this will give the value that I'm looking for. So sometimes I've come up with ideas where I have to pull the plug. So basically the idea here is to pull the plug is to stop a project, right? Because you see there's some weakness to it or it's not working well. Yeah, you say, well, I have to pull the plug on this one because... Yeah, it's no good.
And that's typical in business situations, of course. All companies, businesses constantly you know, there's new ideas, there's new projects, there's all kinds of things. And at some point you might decide, well, this is not working. It's not going the direction we want it to go. It's not as successful as we thought it would be. Maybe we're losing money on it, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll have to pull the plug on it. So basically stop it now before it maybe gets any worse, no? Or loses more money. Yeah. So
or loses more money, yeah. Often it's related to money, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You pull the plug because it's costing too much. You know, the business can't continue this this way.
I suppose the idea of I've just got an image in my mind now that you pull the plug is, so imagine you have your bath full of water. If you pull the plug, you remove the plug and all the water disappears down the plug hole, I think it's called, into the drains. So I suppose, you know, the water is your project or whatever it is, and you're letting it basically, you know, escape
disappear.
And that's it. It's gone. No, it's finished. No more bath because there's no more water. Yeah. So there you are. I suppose that's where it comes from, I would imagine.
Maybe. Or if it's an electrical device, that the electrical device just doesn't work anymore, you know?
You pull the plug. Well, that's true. Yeah, if it's your TV and you pull the plug, you take the plug out of the socket or the plug, and the TV doesn't work anymore. So you disconnect.
That's right.
Yeah. In fact, maybe that's better than my bathwater analogy. That you're pulling the plug disconnecting the TV or the computer. No? And it doesn't work anymore, does it?
That's right.
So either of those two things, but it doesn't really matter where it comes from. That's what it means.
That's right. To pull the plug, to pull the plug, it means, that you're going to stop a certain project because you feel it's not viable. That's a good word as well. It's not viable. A project is not viable. It means economically viable, right? Mm. It's a word that I really learnt when I was actually working in London, and I didn't really kind of have a very good grip on it in terms of what is viable. Is this viable? It's a very good business word. Is this project going to be viable? Is it going to make a profit? Can be very useful as well. Yeah. If it's not, then we should pull the plug, right?
Yeah, pull the plug on it. Yeah. It's not going to make any money or lose money. Then in a business, obviously, it's all about making profits in the end. So you have to pull the plug on it.
Mm. Absolutely.
End it now before it gets any worse or loses any more money.
That's right. And then finally, we've got two phrasal verbs, and they actually mean the same thing, which is very interesting. So you can plug away at something, or you can actually plug on, can't you? You can
with
plug
something,
on.
Would it be? Plug on with
plug
something.
Plug on with something, yes, probably.
Plug on with something or plug away at something,
Which
I think mean basically the same thing.
Yeah, different preposition. Yeah. It's like sort of being very consistent, isn't it, Alistair? It's like
it's not
keep plugging away.
Yeah, don't give up. Not in this. No, don't give up.
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep working on this thing. Keep doing it. Don't pull the plug on it. I suppose it's the opposite, really, isn't it? If something's not working, or it's not viable, or you pull the plug on it, but no, keep plugging away. It will be successful one day. You just need to work a bit more on it or just keep going. Mm. It will find its audience if you're talking about like a podcast or a TV show or something.
Yeah.
So how long do you keep plugging away at it till you finally have to pull the plug on it? No? Now, that may not be your decision. That could be your boss. Somebody higher up in your organization may decide, you say, I'm willing to keep plugging away at this. I think it will work. We just need to put maybe a bit more time, effort, a bit more resources, but maybe the big boss, the CEO, says, sorry, no, we're pulling the plug on this project. It's losing too much money. You know, I'm not willing to risk continuing with it, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's that plugging away is continue, don't give up, keep working on it, be consistent.
Yeah. And that definitely happened with me for LinkedIn, for example. I mean, like, I had zero success at the beginning, but I kept plugging away. I kept plugging on. Yeah, that's how you would use that in that particular. Didn't give up.
Quit.
Yeah, it's the opposite of giving up, basically. And so, in the end, I noticed that there was some sort of traction, and I kept plugging on, plugging away, and eventually I got a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and that's the way it works, essentially.
And how many followers do you have now, or are they followers?
I have 200.
Readers?
200.
I don't quite know what they are.
I have 250,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quarter of a million. So that's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's a very good source of people, possibly, to be able to plug things, no? To publicize or promote your
absolutely
stuff.
Yeah. That's true. I should plug my stuff more. That's right.
In fact, with that example, you can get all of these in, can't you? Because it's like you saw a gap in the market to a certain extent. with yeah. LinkedIn, you know, yeah. to promote sort yeah. of English. And then you had to, well, it didn't work at the beginning. So, you know, you had yeah. to keep plugging away with it. Or no, sorry, yeah. plugging away at it or mm-hmm. Keep going. You know, you didn't give up. And then yeah, it grew on, and yeah. grew. Yeah. And then you didn't, so you didn't pull the plug on it, which you mm-hmm. could have done, you know. So I could have done, this is yeah. a waste of my time and effort. I'm going to stop, which you didn't mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. And now it's, apart from being a good thing in itself, where you reach 250,000 people, it's also, you can also plug your other activities like the this podcast or the Fluency Community, which you have
That's
done,
right.
I think.
That's
so,
right.
you know, exactly. all of those meanings, in fact, you could get in all to do with the LinkedIn.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that was a perfect summary, I think, Alistair. There you go. I think everybody will have understood.
I've saved you the summary yeah. at the end.
I don't need to do the summary today. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And that all came from that one word, enchufe, that both of us were kind of surprised yeah. about when we first came to Spain. And as Alistair was saying, it's true that it might that word here in Spain might not be the same in other parts of the world. So it'd be interesting to get your feedback
yeah,
from other places
know.
In the
it's
world.
It's always interesting yeah. to hear from people yeah. saying, oh, no, we don't say that in Colombia or Mexico or wherever you are, and tell us what you say.
Yeah,
what would be the Mexican or Colombian or I don't know Venezuelan version of un enchufe in that sense? So
yeah.
that's always fascinating for us to expand our knowledge of Spanish in the Spanish speaking
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's a good point just to end on that is because like when we, and I keep repeating this many, many times, and it's like this whole idea of, okay, maybe this might be difficult to get into your active vocabulary, but at least it's very, very important for your passive vocabulary, right? Because when your boss says, oh, you know, we need to give it a plug or we need to pull the plug or we should keep plugging away, right? Mm. There's no need for you actually to use any of those,
no.
but it's really, really amazingly useful to immediately understand what he's trying to say or she say, right?
Exactly.
And that's yeah. that's the power of that passive vocabulary to be, you know, to have that available for you. You don't, it doesn't have to be an output. Once you get used to it, if your boss uses it all the time, then it will automatically,
copying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
you'll
then,
start
then
doing
you'll get
it without
it.
Thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, you will. You will, no question. Yeah. Good. Alistair, thank you very much. Let's keep pushing to that 1 million and we'll let everybody know once we
yeah.
get there.
Yeah.
That will be very, very interesting. See how
yeah,
long
let's
that
keep
will take us.
Plugging away at it and see if we can get to the million
right.
in even shorter time than the half
That's
million.
True. That's true. That's true.
If, well, if you know, if you plug this well, then, you know, maybe we'll get more listeners. And if our listeners plug it with their friends, colleagues, etc., you know, it will grow and grow.
We yeah, we'll be there by next week. Who knows?
Well, maybe, yeah. More or less.
More or less, more or less. Yeah. Good, Alistair, thank you very much. And we'll speak again next week, all right?
Yep, ciao.
Cheers. All right, cheers. See you then. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.